The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Director of Public Prosecutions has decided that no charges will be brought against Michael Lowry arising from the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal. And this marks the latest development in a saga that has stretched across 30 years, including a 13-year Garda investigation, resulting in that file being sent to the DPP in January of last year. Joining me now to talk through what it means and how we got to this point is Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan. Hello, Fionnán.
Claire, good morning.
30 years in the making, this story, and people will be forgiven for forgetting where it all started. Do you want to go back there and remind us how we got here?
Yeah, I mean, let's go back 30 years exactly, March in 1996. If you wanted a mobile phone back then, you didn't have the, you know, the dozen odd companies that you could go to now. Everything from 48 Air, Clear, Sky, Tesco, Vodafone. You can have your pick of what network you want to go with. You had one choice only. That was the state operator, a spin-off of Telecom Éireann at the time, which was Aircel. And basically, you went out, you bought your brick-sized mobile phone from them, and you had your account with them, and they billed you. And there was no other operator in the market. So the state, the government decided, right, let's throw the market open. We'll award a second license. There was obviously at that stage international operators coming along. This was going to be a fairly big infrastructure kit that you were going to need to put in place. You were going to need to put in place your retail network of mobile phone shops and so on. So it was a pretty big deal. And there was a price tag attached to that because you were going to be able to make a significant profit. So there was an open competition. And out of that, a relatively well-known businessman at the time, known called Dennis O'Brien, with his consortium called ESAT Digiphone, which, you know, had great hype attached to it. It was Irish-owned. It beat off foreign competitors to win this license. And it was awarded at that time by the Minister for Communications, who was Michael Lowry. And that was in May of 96. That basically began the transformation of the mobile phone network market in Ireland, leading up to where we are today. Literally within 6 months of the awarding of that license, Michael Lowry resigned in a very rapidly and a major political scandal when it emerged that he had received payments from Ben Dunne as a result of work that his refrigeration company had done for Dunne Stores in the 1990s, thereby avoiding tax. And this money was used to develop his rather large house in Tipperary. So it was a huge scandal because Michael Lowry was not just a cabinet minister, he was effectively the right-hand man of the then Taoiseach. John Bruton was in charge of the finances for Fine Gael for several years, had rejuvenated them there, had fended off attempted heaves against John Bruton. So very close to the Taoiseach of the day. So it went right to the heart of the government. It really did rocked the government to its core at the time. On foot of those payments, and then from there flowed other allegations of payments from Ben Dunne, we had a thing called a very short, sharp McCracken Tribunal, which looked at payments from Ben Dunne and Dunne Stores, not just to Michael Lowry, but also to former Taoiseach Charles J. Haughey. And basically the Pandora's box opened from there, because we had, while that was a short tribunal, we had a subsequent tribunal which was called the Moriarty Tribunal, Mr. Michael Moriarty. That went on for the best part of a decade and a half before we got a report from it in 2011. And that was pretty damning in terms of its assessment of Michael Lowry and the relationship with Dennis O'Brien. Basically found that Michael Lowry, in his capacity as the minister, had secured the winning of the state's second mobile phone license for Dennis O'Brien's company, ESAT. He also found that Michael Lowry was given money by Dennis O'Brien, with those payments demonstrably referable to the winning of the license, and O'Brien having, you know. So the issue there was that it was drawing a direct link between Michael Lowry and Dennis O'Brien. It had looked into this complete spider's web of payments, and there was a lot of business transactions going on in the UK. There was donations to Fine Gael as well. So it was a very long and detailed and complex tribunal. It was in a period as well throughout the late 90s and through the decade of 2000s where it became a familiar sight to see senior politicians are having to walk across the courtyard of Dublin Castle to go into a tribunal chamber to be questioned. And then that was, you know, it was literally a news report every night on what had happened down at the Dublin Castle tribunals.
So then we have the Garda investigation, which again lasted for about 13 years. The file goes to the DPP, and then Michael Lowry, the first to release the news last night that the DPP is not going to press charges or has decided that there will be no charges pressed. And he took the opportunity in that statement to say that the Moriarty Tribunal findings have left him open to repeated insults, smears and false allegations, and he has felt that there's been no legal remedy open to him in that regard to counteract those things. He clearly feels vindicated today. Is he?
Yeah, well, he was the one who announced it relatively late last night that he had received this letter from An Gáire Síochána saying there would be no charges brought against him. He used language that, if you look over the years of statements from Michael Lowry, there's kind of a familiarity to things that he says. Both Michael Lowry and Dennis O'Brien have always argued that the tribunal was incorrect in its finding, and they used the term flawed. There is a different burden of proof in terms of the findings of a tribunal and what you would have in a criminal prosecution. So even though you have a tribunal that's gone on for the best part of a decade and a half, the Gardaí effectively have to start from scratch in terms of looking again at findings from a tribunal and seeing, right, would this stack up in a court of law? Will we be able to bring a prosecution? And ultimately, Michael Lowry's point is, look, there hasn't been any prosecution being brought against me. I'm not being charged on foot of the award of the license. There's no charge of corruption. There's no charge of malfeasance in public office. There's no charges of personal gain. There's no charges of bribery on his part. Mm-hmm. So he's saying this tribunal and this process has gone on for 30 years, and ultimately I haven't been charged with anything, and that this backs up his claim that ultimately the tribunal was flawed, as he puts it in the first place.
And there Go ahead.
You'd have to say, you know, again, there's kind of a pattern with Michael Lowry over the years. He's been found to have been involved in taxation affairs where he wasn't fully paying his tax. He ultimately has a criminal prosecution in that regard. He's done settlements with the revenue commissioners on both a personal and a company basis. He has had tribunal findings made against him. He has ultimately had to resign from very senior office in this land as a result of his personal financial affairs, but he has always protested his innocence. That's his version. I mean, ultimately he argues that the manner in which he has been viewed by the public has been damaged by this. He hasn't been able to launch a defence as thoroughly as a tribunal finding and a report would direct towards him. But ultimately, he also points out, and has been pointed out on a number of occasions, well, if you're all that damaged, how come you keep getting elected? Because on multiple occasions since 1997, a half dozen elections that he's gone forward for, he frequently tops the poll and he is consistently elected. So you can argue that the public and the voters of Tipperary have taken a different view.
And has played a crucial role in the formation of this current government. No doubt the coalition will be relieved in some part, at least, at the decision of the DPP not to go ahead with a prosecution. Fionnán, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for explaining that one to us and bringing us up to date on the situation with Michael Lowry.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.